Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Oh, Kim on a whim.
Hey, have you heard about this new law that's now in effect called the hands-free law?
I have. I've seen the MoDOT billboards warning you about it.
I'm sure people will start getting ticketed today. This is in effect as of January 1st. And essentially what it does is it makes it illegal to have your phone, to be using your phone, holding it while you're behind the wheel.
And this has been the law in Illinois for a while. So the answer is simply they want you to use it hands-free. Like if you're going to make a call or you've got your maps going, you just put it up there on your dash with whatever holds it. And then you're not supposed to handle the phone while you're driving, correct?
Yes. And a lot of people have that capability now with Bluetooth. They've made it very easy where you don't even have to pick up your phone. You're able to make a call or text message in some of these cases. And distracted driving is obviously an issue. I mean, how many times do you look to the car next to you and they're texting and they're not even hiding it. Their phone is at eye level.
Correct.
While they're driving. I know some people, and I'm not going to name names. I know some people who watch movies, and I'm hoping it's not either of you, Ethan or Mark,
of course not.
Who will watch movies while they're driving.
Oh my God.
Because they get bored and that's what they feel like keeps them up. I know people who will FaceTime with somebody while they're driving. I can understand if you're parked. That to me is very different, which is the part that was very surprising to me. So I'm reading this article on KSDK, and it talks about how the Missouri State Highway Patrol says, yes, it's now illegal to have your phone in your hand while driving, even when stopped at a stoplight. But they they consider that, though, a secondary violation. I don't agree with that. Why can't I
pull you over?
But why can't I pull out my phone at a stop? I mean, how often do we do that? Seriously, I hate to admit it, but I'm one of those people where you hear your phone going off and at the stoplight, I'm going to pick it up and try to see if I can quickly respond before it turns green again.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but that would mean that if you're driving down the road with your phone in your hand, that's a primary violation. They could pull you over and ticket you for it.
Yes.
If you're at a stop sign and you get your phone out, that's a secondary. So they could get you for running the stop sign and then fine you for having the phone out, but they couldn't just fine you for having the phone out if you're stopped.
I guess that's how it works.
Okay.
I don't see that really explained here. Obviously, distracted driving is a problem and we need to do something about it. But I don't know if this is necessarily going to stop people.
Can I just tell you what chaps my rear end about this? And I brought this up before, and I know it won't surprise most people, but you could drive down the road smoking a joint, and the police, because of the way that stupid law was written into the Constitution, are not allowed to pull you over and fine you, but they could if you have your phone in your hand.
And
you can have a joint in your hand, and that's okay, but you have your phone in your hand, and they're going to fine you.
And it's $150 for the first ticket, and if it's subsequent pullovers, and you keep it goes up from there. So I think the second one is at $250, something like that, and I'm sure it would just climb up from there. That's a decent sized ticket.
Yeah, I'd say that's bad. I hope people are paying attention. And you know who's going to be paying the bill is going to be the parents, because teenagers are most likely to do this. I'm not saying adults don't. I shouldn't say adults. I'm not saying older people aren't guilty of it as well, because I've certainly been guilty of it myself. But I think it's mostly teenagers who drive with their phone in their hand,
mm-hmm.
or people in their 20s, for example.
I agree.
That I see going down the road, phone here, hand on the here, and there's no way they're paying attention to everything. You just can't.
No, I agree. It's funny. I mean, I think now with us all having a smartphone, pretty much, it's so easy to pick it up and be distracted while we're driving. Mm. I get that. But I think back to, you know, when I was a teenager and I used to think, well, I wasn't distracted back then. No, because I would have my little CD case with all the different pages of sleeves
trying
in
to find
it,
the CD you want to play next.
Through while you're driving, and you're trying to change out the CD that you want and click over next to the song that you want. So it's just a different type of distraction that I think we have right now. But again, I think it's gotten so bad where people are trying to have full-on FaceTime conversations and watch movies while they're driving.
So you said it goes further than just not having the phone in your hand. Are there other things in the law?
Well, I just know it's not just texting.
Oh.
It's not. If you have your phone in your hand, that's essentially what they're saying, because, you know, you could be scrolling or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
So they're doing some law enforcement project, they're calling it, today, the second, along I-55 in Jefferson County, which I'm assuming just means they'll have extra people there trying to, you know, see if they can pull people over for this. So heads up, if you're driving in that area today, you could be pulled over. The only way this will help is if they are pulling over people like it's their job.
Yeah. Well, the other difficulty is that if you're sitting on the side of the highway and cars are zipping past you at 65 or 70 miles an hour, you're not going to be able to see if they've got their phone in their hand. They're almost going to have to drive up next to them and look over and notice that they've got their phone in their hand, right? It's going to be really hard to enforce.
Yeah, I mean, I think, but when I'm driving, I mean, yeah, I guess you're right, because when I'm noticing it, I'm driving next to them. But it is easy for me to spot people who, like I said, it's not like they're holding
their
phone
down. Usually
they're
not
trying to hide it. They're holding it up at eye level.
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse. Maybe hiding it's worse. But it is always fascinating to me that people are so willing to do what I'm not saying I've never texted and been driving, okay? Like, I'm not pretending like I don't.
I recorded that drone when I was driving down the highway before the first of the year. Let me point that out to my law enforcement friends. But yeah, we've all done it.
But I try to use Siri when I can, or I try to, again, wait until the stoplight to check. I do my best.
Maybe the $150. I don't know. I don't know that the fine's going to, it's going to piss a lot of people off.
Be the one to get a ticket, Mark. I'll be eating my own words here.
please be honest if that happens. Please let us know. Coming up, we're going to get to Griff Jenkins at the bottom of the hour with more on the story he broke yesterday on this terrorist in Louisiana.
Get more at 971talk.com.